Time now, though, for Larry Weber with Weekend Outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
All right, and how are you doing?
Wonderfully.
Yeah, I had the chance, this is for the listeners, I had the chance of meeting CJ this week, and it was fabulous.
Right back at you. It was fun.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the wonderful month of August. We started a couple of days ago, and boy, it's gotten off to a beautiful start. We had 2 days over 80 degrees, but yesterday in the 70s, and today we are having in the 60s. And we had a nice inch and a half of rain during the night.
Mm-hmm.
We have clouds this morning. I'm being sprinkled on right now. I spent the last 2 hours out picking blueberries. So I'd say that's a pretty good way to deal with August. Looking back at July of 2012 will certainly be remembered for its heat. Tied the record for the hottest July on record at the Duluth International Airport or at the Weather Service. But not only that, it was the hottest tie for the hottest month that they ever recorded going back to 1870s. Three times over 90 degrees. And this is an amazing statistic. 25 of the 31 days were 80 degrees or more.
Wow.
I passed on to someone else. I mentioned how I remember the July of 1992, where we never once reached 80 degrees the whole month. So things have changed.
Mm.
About 3 inches of precipitation, which is pretty good, but it was less than normal. It's the first time we've been less than normal since January. And statistically, the year of 2012 still stands far ahead of normal, 10 inches above normal as we go right now. In the world of astronomy or astral observations, we are getting the earlier sunsets and later sunrises. Sunrise now somewhere around 5:30, and about 6 o'clock, and the sets at about 8:30. Rapidly, the short days get shorter as we get into this month. When I was up in Grand Marais a few days ago, I was treated to a couple of spectacular views, one of which was the full moon over Lake Superior.
Mm.
Full moon was officially on the night of the 2nd, and this month we're going to get two of them. We have another full moon coming up on the 31st. That wasn't enough. We also had a spectacular view of a double rainbow on the evening before the full moon. And then in the shorter days are bringing about some of the bird migration. And I already noticed it, but up there I had a chance to see a warbler wave. Warbler waves are when different species of warblers start to mingle and feed together, and slowly they start working their way south. This wasn't a very big wave, but as we get through the month of August, they will continue to get bigger, and the family units are raised, and so they just start moving around, feeding, and eventually they keep going further south. A few other birds, swallows and shorebirds in particular, are already migrating. Other than that, we have just the opposite going happening. Yesterday, I saw several cases of goldfinches that were out around the fuzzy plants of the, especially Canada thistle, where they gather the material to use it for their nest, and they are still nesting while others are migrating. The singing of birds is virtually none in August, and that's a silence. I call it the August silence. It is just an incredible feeling to get up in the early morning when you're so used to hearing many birds singing and mm-hmm. not hear. Well, later in the day, that silence is taken up by the insects. Yeah, August is the insect month, and August is the time where we hear the cicadas calling from the trees, making a buzzing call, and the crickets and the katydids on the ground. And boy, yesterday I was out on a bike ride. I went for about an hour, and I didn't hear birds, but boy, I sure heard plenty of these other insects. They really take advantage of it. It's a similar thing as it is with birds. It's the male that does the calling, and they do so pretty much for territory. And anytime there is insects, there is spider webs. This morning, yep, I saw them out there again, even though we got a thunder shower during the night. The fall wildflowers, late summer, fall wildflowers are just getting abundant now. 9 kinds of goldenrod, 7 kinds of sunflowers, 7 kinds of asters, and I think those numbers will continue to grow. We have a beautiful growth of phlox, sweet williams, in our front yard. A couple days ago, I had 2 hummingbirds come by. Blazing star are in bloom along roadside. herbicides. Jobe highweed is a plant that I just love out in the swamps. It's kind of a light pink flower, and it's called Jobe High. It's named after a person. He supposedly was an herbalist of great skill, and the plant was named after him. A few days ago, I had a chance to get into the bogs. Bogs are places that are a world of their own, and I just love them. We are fortunate in northern Minnesota to have bogs. Well, while there, I observed a couple of the insect-eating plants, namely the pitcher plant and the sundew. In a wet area nearby is bladderwort, which is still another insect-eating plant. And then out on the rocky slopes of around Grand Marais a couple of days ago, I saw still another one called butterwort. Yeah, these are all plants that eat insects. They happen to live at spots where they don't get enough nutrition, so they have to resort. I always told my students it's like they have to resort to eating between meals. They can't get enough in their meals, so they have to get their some nutrition from insects. In addition to that, we also had a chance about a week ago to visit a burnt-over area. Now, there's plenty of burnt-over areas now in the Grand Marais region if you want to go up the trail and go over toward Ely. This one was one that just recently happened south of Ely, and it was amazing just a few months after the fire to get in there and see its huge growth. Large leaf aster was abundant. Fireweed was growing. Lots of aspen was growing. It is just amazing how fast it all returned. And then, of course, I can't forget the berries. As I said, I'm picking blueberries right now, but I've also had a chance this week to pick wild raspberries. Tame raspberries aren't doing too good, but the wild raspberries are okay. And blackberries, which you don't get up in Grand Marais, but you do get hazels, and there's a lot of hazels this year, too. So, yep, be on the lookout for things. And with this recent rain, I expect some good mushrooms to show up, too. August is a spectacular month. Yes. I just suggest getting out and enjoying it.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, have a good day.
You Bye. Too. Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30, come rain, come shine. And he is just a fabulous fount of information. He's a retired, twice named science teacher of the year. He lives on a little farm in Carlton County with his wife. And he writes for the Conservation Volunteer as well as some other periodicals and joins us here on WTIP every Saturday. Did I mention that? Love that guy.